This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The cleanup begins today from Friday's outbreak of late winter storms across the Midwest and South. A seemingly nonstop barrage of tornadoes roared across rural farmland and cities all day and all night. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Virginia, West Virginia all suffered damage. At least 32 people died. That number is expected to rise. As Erica Peterson of member station WFPL reports, some of the worst damage was in southern Indiana.
Only an hour after one tornado tore through Marysville, Bobby Fulkerson tries to save his son's possessions.
And this is the roof that you're standing on?
This was a porch roof. The porch was over to there, right over to that, went to there. And in other words, it's moved the whole thing over about 12 feet. It's a mess.
The wind is still gusting as Fulkerson picks gingerly around his son's house. He's nailing boards over the shattered windows to prevent further damage as his 10-year-old granddaughter, Lakin, pokes her head out.
They had to keep her at school.
2 hours.
2 hours late. They kept her, had a lockdown on their school at Charlestown there.
Somebody on my bus told me that Marysville, is completely destroyed, and I had a panic. I panicked and started crying.
Marysville isn't completely destroyed. The tiny town's post office and hardware store are still standing, but the main residential areas are leveled. A four-wheel all-terrain vehicle zooms by. With streets blocked by downed trees, this is the fastest way to get around. Rescue workers went house to house searching for survivors as some residents were packing up. One carries a dog, another a basket full of books. The tornado hit Marvin Tucker's home, shearing off the roof and breaking the windows.
Yeah, we was in one room and it hit. Well, it took a dresser. It was over next to one wall and this flipped it over.
It's a shocking scene duplicated elsewhere. In northern Alabama, a federal prison took a direct hit. Outside Chattanooga, Tennessee, homes were ripped off their foundations. In Kentucky, Governor Steve Beshear declared a statewide emergency. But southern Indiana was struck particularly hard. 10 miles from Marysville, Henryville is dealing with its losses. The main street is clogged with rescue vehicles, blue and red lights flashing. Behind each barricade, emergency workers check for survivors. When they move on, they mark each house with an X. Indiana State Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden says the job is unimaginably huge, a 3-county area of destruction with hundreds of miles of rural roads.
Yeah, the worst case scenario happened for us. We had multiple tornadoes and it happened all of a sudden. And like I said, we knew there was a possibility that this was going to happen and we were trying to prepare. There's no way that you can prepare for something like this happening.
Alicia Colvin stands in downtown Henryville with her 7-year-old son. She's a bus driver for the school district and is waiting to shuttle rescue workers. She shakes her head when she talks about the town's combined elementary, junior, and senior high school.
The school, I saw one vehicle inside of the steel beams on one of the floors. There's a couple buses that were turned over and twisted. Literally popped off their axles. The gymnasium, the whole wall's gone. You can see in it. It's pretty well demolished.
Colvin squints through the dark. She doesn't know if her home, just outside town, is still standing. The unknown, the frustration, the shock. It's something that thousands of others, like Alicia Colvin, are dealing with this morning as they try to piece their lives back together after an unbelievable day of weather destruction across the eastern U.S. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson.